The purpose of Wealth Talk is to educate, inform, and hopefully entertain you on the subject of building your wealth. Wealth Builders recommends you should always take independent financial, tax, or legal advice before making any decisions around your finances.
Welcome to episode 110 of Wealth Talk. My name is Christian Rodwell, the Membership Director for Wealth Builders, and I'm joined today by our founder, Mr. Kevin Whelan. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Chris. Good to be with you again. I think we're still on the leverage part of the recurring revenue roadmap today.
Indeed, we are right in the center. Step 5 of our 9-step roadmap to help people move from insecurity to independence. And we have a guest today who is the co-founder of the software platform Nimbus, and that is Mr. Paul Davis. So we'll be hearing from Paul in a short moment about how he went about setting up that business and obviously what Nimbus can do to help property professionals. But probably worth just mentioning the wonderful webinar we had last week, Kevin, and thanking everybody who joined us for the launch of the brand new Wealth Builders Academy. We had a great evening.
Yeah, very good. I really enjoyed that. You know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people. So we're thrilled to have a chance to explore things. Obviously, with webinars, you don't get a chance to interact personally, although people got a chance to pose their questions. That's nice. And then don't forget, I'm regularly on every Wednesday, Wealth Wednesdays on Clubhouse. And now Android and iPhone users can conspire together and have a conversation, and we're always there for 1 hour on a Wednesday morning just to talk all about all things wealth. So if you've got a question, then tune into there. But Chris, lots of good questions, lots of good people, and lots of new members that we're just thrilled and delighted to be kickstarting a whole new program. You know, and you've worked hard to put it all together, so thanks again for that.
Yeah, really, really welcome to all of the newer members in the Academy. And if you didn't catch the webinar last week, don't worry, because we have got the recording still live and available for you to go back and check out. And you can go to wealthbuilders.co.uk/academy launch and watch the replay. And until the end of June, so the 30th of June, we're offering a massive £500 discount off the membership fee to join the Academy. So go and check it out.
Fair enough. Always worth, check it out anyway, you know, so just to see a little bit more, we dive a bit deeper into the roadmap. You get a little peek behind the curtain. Not as many peeks as perhaps we might do next time, Chris. We saw some things there that we thought, well, actually, we could show them a bit more, couldn't we? So we'll do another job next time. But coming back to, you know, we're just talking about that, you know, having a large number of people on Zoom, and that's great leverage of technology. Do you remember the days before who's Zooming who? You know, you were always worried about arriving late. Your traffic was bad. The transport system was bad. You had to put on your best suit, you know, all these things. And yes, you could leverage your time if you were commuting, but crumbs, getting to meetings was a complete pain in the cahoots. And now, you know, we've got all this technology that just brings us together. Of course, I do miss shaking hands and clinking glasses with people, Chris, but crumbs, were so much more productive now than we've ever been. And I think Paul Davis does a very able job of describing, you know, how you can be super productive in property using Nimbus.
So why don't we not waste any more time, and let's head on over to today's conversation with Paul Davis, the co-founder of Nimbus. Paul, welcome to Wealth Talk today.
Hi, Chris. How are you doing?
Yeah, very well, thank you. Good to have you on. And we're really focusing today on, you know, how you can use technology in business and specifically in property, and hear about your journey of setting up Nimbus. So let's kick off with a little bit about what is Nimbus and your relationship to it.
Yeah, totally. So I'm one of the co-founders here at Nimbus, and what we do is we have a bunch of online tools that allow you to find property opportunities, basically, then check where they work, and then also connect with owners, either through agents because they're on the market or whatever, or indeed through some of the letter campaigns to try and drive off market opportunities. So kind of in a nutshell, those are kind of the key things. It's finding stuff, it's checking whether it works, and then unlocking those things off market, basically.
Yeah, and how old is the company?
So we're now about 6 years old as a business, as a sort of a technology business. But what's kind of interesting is that the technology and the ways in which we do these things, we've been doing for nearly 10 years now, actually. And it's been a rather interesting journey kind of getting to this point and how that sort of became a thing, really.
Yeah, so it might help then just to understand a little bit about what you were previously doing and kind of where your interests and experiences came from.
Yeah, totally. So we started off actually as property investors. So way back when, our model was really to buy high yielding commercial assets. The reason for that, obviously, we could drive a return of maybe 10-12% something out of a commercial building, put some debt in place at 4 or 5% or something like that. And obviously every pound we borrowed, we made 5 pence on the sort of turn on the money, basically. So we sort of did quite a lot of that in the early days and did some asset management along the way to kind of drive returns and this sort of stuff. But some of the stuff we were buying was kind of quite tired, and that's also how you get the high yields out of some of this stuff. And of course, the challenge with that sort of stock is that if you don't knock it down, it kind of eventually falls down because it reaches the end of its useful life. And so we sort of got pushed into development, sort of off a sort of one or two sites that we sort of they'd hit that kind of point where they were sort of leaky roofs, all this kind of stuff that needed redeveloping. And so we sort of started trying to develop these sites out, and sort of had a relatively difficult time of it with certain sites that we chose. That then sort of by definition, we kind of worked out how we knew how not to develop sites because of where we started. And that then sort of shows how we should develop sites. And we then moved into development in a much kind of bigger way, which then also ultimately just through sort of one of the sites that we owned, we ended up working with one of the pub companies. And their kind of challenge was they'd grown very quickly through the kind of the early 2000s, kind of, you know, boom periods through in the UK and sort of lots of people going out, spending money and eating out and drinking and this kind of stuff. And of course, towards the end of the 2000s, we had smoking bans that came in. So people then couldn't go to the pub and smoke, and so that kind of hit their trade pretty heavily. We then had Lehman Brothers go bust in America, and of course the global credit crunch sort of followed off the back of that. And that meant they were sort of selling assets and this sort of stuff, and really wanted to try and, as they were selling those assets, really wanted to try and make the most out of them. So we started then working with a bunch of the big pub companies and working out ways in which we could identify those opportunities within their estates. And that we did through data, because the estates were kind of very big but with very small fiddly assets, which meant that sort of trying to work out what the right approach with them was actually kind of sort of, there was value to be had when you sort of look at the whole lot together. When you look at individual assets, the money wasn't that massive, and therefore kind of trying to get the sort of big developers to work on this stuff was difficult. And of course, the money you could spend to go and analyze it all was quite limited too. So we worked out a way of using data technology to do all of that, and that then kind of really gave birth to what we're doing now, which is applying those kind of strategies on a much wider scale, sort of applying data and technology to individual assets to work out which ones could work, which ones don't work. And we did a lot of development through that journey. So we did about 350 schemes sort of over about a sort of 5 or 6 year period, working with a lot of big PLCs or some big high profile things that kind of happened, and even worked for China's second richest man for a little while in terms of helping him with his portfolio of assets in the UK. So some kind of interesting stuff that kind of happened, but that's really kind of the fabric of Nimbus has been sort of going on that journey and working out, well, how do you basically apply local knowledge, which kind of you need any property transaction, but how do you apply that nationally? So obviously there's only so far you can drive and only so many relationships you've got, and sort of trying to get that coverage across the UK is quite tricky.
Yeah. Well, I'm so keen to find out exactly how Nimbus works, but I'm also interested in that transitional phase. You know, like any good entrepreneur, you kind of spot a problem, you see that either something doesn't exist or what does exist doesn't do the job very good. So kind of, can you remember that point where you were like, you know, we need to create something ourselves here that does the job how we want it to be done?
Yeah, totally. And it was sort of an evolution, I suppose. So the sort of the early days of the consultancy business, it was very interesting, really, because the challenge that was coming was that, you know, so you put your mind in sort of the world of the big pub companies, you know, they've got 5,000 assets or something like that across the country, and they've got different relationships with different agents across the country that are supporting them and this sort of stuff. And what the problem that we had there was, well, how do you get consistency across reviews and all this kind of stuff? And so we just sort of looked at it. So, well, actually, when you start thinking about how you act in your local patch, how do you kind of create, how do you kind of reapply what you already know across those different areas? And we tried various different ways of doing that, and some of which worked, some of which didn't, and some of which kind of then also made that pain and that kind of problem kind of more more relevant. But it was really interesting because I suppose the big challenge is, once you have these ideas, you've still got to get market traction with them. You've got to kind of be able to explain it clearly to somebody to say, well, this is why you need this. And it was kind of very interesting as well, because often that takes you into kind of the world of ugly baby territory, where, you know, you're telling somebody that their process that they've created and crafted and sculpted themselves isn't really the right way to do it. And so that was a kind of an interesting challenge for us, is how do you kind of win the hearts and minds of people when you're sort of really saying that kind of what you're doing and what the industry standard is isn't really kind of fit for purpose anymore. It was fine before, but it isn't now. And sort of trying to get people to understand that was quite tricky, really. So, but also, you can believe in it. You sort of push hard and you eventually get there, don't you, really? But it's an interesting challenge.
Yeah. So let's talk more about, obviously, what the platform does and who is it aimed at specifically?
Yeah, totally. So we aim the platform at property investors, property developers, and all the kind of professionals that hang off those people, basically. And so typically, some of the challenges you have are, you know, finding decent opportunities. Often we find that people will find an opportunity and then get very emotionally attached to it. You spend a lot of time in property kind of looking at the sort of nuts and bolts and does this work, does it not work? And that's very time consuming. It often can be quite expensive. And you sort of then get pushed to a point of saying, well, do you want to buy it or not? And you're sort of very emotionally committed and sort of then feel like you need to kind of write your name on that document and buy this thing. Really, when a lot of the sort of component parts of it aren't quite right. And what we find is if you have enough opportunities coming through the door, then that difficult moment that you've got, should I buy it, should I not buy it, is much easier to take a nice pragmatic view on that if you've got more opportunities coming through the door. And so what we do at Nimbus is in effect provide you with the tools that allow you to kind of have enough opportunities coming through that you buy the right stuff rather than kind of emotionally committing to the wrong schemes and then buying those schemes and then sort of 2 or 3 years later realizing you actually haven't made the returns that you kind of wanted to, or kind of worse, obviously. And so the system helps you find all that stuff. It helps you then very early doors understand what the problems might be and what the challenges might be of these particular assets. You've got certain things in mind. How do you find them? How do you make sure the ones that you've got that you are progressing with are actually going to work, in effect? And then part of that then is also kind of helping you connect with various owners that are going to be relevant, or connect with the right design team. So our development journey was particularly painful, and sort of the reason we got ourselves in such hot water along that journey was we had the wrong consultants. And actually, the way you can find the right consultants is they've got a track record. They're the ones that similar people to you, or the people that you're trying to become, are using elsewhere. And so we sort of created a suite of tools that allow us to do all of that stuff. And then obviously through the negotiations and this sort of stuff, there's comparables and this kind of stuff that you need. And really kind of what we've done is we've kind of replicated those things that we were particularly impressed with sort of through our property journey, and sort of then created the technology to replicate the things that we were particularly impressed with, frankly. A good example of that is, you know, we were negotiating a deal with Costa on a site that we owned in central Warwick. And the as we were going through that, we got a set of terms from the agents. And understanding what those terms were that they would really accept was quite difficult, because it's the first deal we'd done with Costa, it was the first coffee shop sort of deal we'd done. And of course, what was kind of interesting is the lawyer we had instructed sent us through a lease that they just completed with Costa on a different site. And of course, that meant we could see, well, they've put these clauses in these heads of terms that they clearly don't necessarily need, because they've signed this lease over here without them in there. So we knew what we could negotiate, what we couldn't negotiate. And that kind of gave birth to some of the features we've got in Nimbus. So as a company export, I just kind of buy leases from different companies that you're working with, this sort of stuff. And so really just sort of mapping the problems that we had and where we sort of found some sort of innovative solutions through the old school, black book of the industry. Just then reapplying the technology to kind of make it a broader search and a more complete search that allows you to kind of use the same stuff we found helpful, but just through a web platform rather than getting lucky with a particular lawyer just so happened to have done something that was really useful for us. So really that's kind of it in a nutshell.
Yeah. So obviously it's helping property entrepreneurs save time, and it's ultimately probably helping them save money. And it sounds like there's education in there as well. So it's actually helping them learn and become better investors.
Yeah, totally. So it's the stuff that we found has been particularly helpful. And it's stuff that is kind of obvious, but isn't obvious kind of when you're in the industry sort of doing the graft on the coal face. it's not actually that obvious, but it's kind of really useful when you see it. And so that's kind of really where a lot of the stuff that we do has come from is, it's just, this stuff is just generally helpful when you're kind of going through this process. So yeah.
And just so we're clear, this is, you know, to find commercial deals, but also residential as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So we believe, you know, that a building is a building and what you choose to do inside the building is up to you, subject to what the planners will let you do. And so we kind of really see a sort of the bricks and mortar, because an office building is very similar to a house or a block of flats or whatever. It's bricks and mortar with some wiring and some plumbing inside it and that sort of stuff. And so really kind of those changes really only come down to what can you get away with based on what the planning policies say. And so it's really kind of making sure that you can find the right ones. There's various reasons why you can't do certain things. It's make sure then we remove those out of your radar, so you can really focus on the stuff that does work and really kind of be targeted with all of that.
You mentioned, obviously, you've been in property a long time, Paul, and you obviously pay close attention to the data. So it'd be interesting to kind of hear, you know, from your opinion, what are some of the hot property opportunities out there right now?
Yeah, totally. So we've got, I think it's a really interesting marketplace at the moment, because you've got these sort of three things that are kind of combining together into this sort of kind of perfect storm almost of opportunity at the moment. So you've got sort of a new use class order that's come out with, you know, Class E, where a lot of the commercial uses now are all kind of lumped together into a single use class. And those, the old use classes for me are all different prices. You know, a shop isn't the same thing as an office, is the same thing as an industrial building. They have different prices. They're not, whilst they are, as I say, all bricks and mortar, and they can be converted between those different uses, they have different prices associated with them. And of course, those all now being in the same use class where you can sort of freely change between those opportunities is huge. The second thing then is that there's this new kind of PD rights, permitted development rights, that have come out, where the changes of use between commercial uses into residential, typically, or airspace above buildings, has now been sort of greatly opened up as well. And then, of course, you've then got, on the other side of all of this, you've got a whole marketplace of owners that have been locked up at home for the last 12, 15 months, something like that, sort of frustrated and thinking, what's life all about, and this sort of stuff. And so where some of those deals historically wouldn't have gone through because it's business as usual, we're all okay, thanks, sort of 15 months later and you're thinking, oh God, what's it all about kind of thing, maybe they are now for sale. And so there's this kind of this whole sort of perfect storm of opportunity at the moment. So for me, there's some really interesting opportunities, things like shops and uppers. We did a lot of those historically, sort of personally and in our sort of family businesses historically. Very nice, easy ways of converting buildings. Class G PD rights still maintained. That's the sort of the upper parts above retail. So that's a very easy one, I think. There's then this new Class MA PD rights to convert what is the new Class E commercial uses, so shops, offices, sheds, and a few other bits and pieces as well for entry mix. But those then can convert to residential too. So that commercial conversion, I think, is a very interesting opportunity, especially in some of the stronger residential areas as well. I think there's some kind of interesting opportunities around all of that. And then really kind of that, I think, paints the picture. And of course, then you've got this marketplace where people are sort of sitting there scratching their heads thinking, you know, when will this all be over? And what are we going to do once it is all over? Is now the time really to retire and go and sit on a beach in Spain because it's feeling cold and miserable in the UK at the moment? And there's some really interesting opportunities for a lot of people at the moment.
Yeah. And, you know, looking back on your journey with everything that you know now and all the technology at your fingertips, Paul, you know, how would you do things differently if you were kind of starting back again?
Yeah, so I think, so when we started in property, I sort of say the sort of fairly checkered history, we sort of moved from investment into development. And I think we made it quite difficult for ourselves. So our journey was, we owned this 5-acre site in Birmingham, which is all kind of old industrial buildings, sort of northern roof lights and this kind of thing. Sort of the old sort of triangular shaped roofs, if you can sort of remember those sorts of buildings. And we then went to go and knock all that down and redevelop it. So it was a big site, it was five acres, and we rebuilt it for 70,000 square foot of industrial buildings, which is kind of nearly 2 acres of building on its own, plus all the space around and stuff. And so it was a very big commercial scheme that we kind of committed to. But I think there's much easier ways to get into kind of property development. And I think where we often see people sort of go down on a journey, sort of from maybe buy to let or something like that, kind of, there's a very nice route where you can say, well, actually, rather than doing a buy-to-let, maybe move into an HMO, do a kind of heavy refurbishment of a kind of a house of multiple occupation, something like that, to kind of get used to the idea of contractors and that sort of stuff, and maybe a building warranty and this sort of stuff, and JCT contracts, and kind of getting your head around all of that stuff. Or indeed, rather than doing that, maybe do a buy another buy-to-let, but buy the one with the side garden at the front of it, rather than buying just a standard, you know, terraced house or semi-detached house, whatever it is. And so then, you know, you can then buy a building that you're kind of comfortable with that hasn't really got any kind of downside to it, and then get some additional planning gain on the piece of land to the side or something like that. And then you could build that out if you wanted to, or perhaps sell the house that you bought and keep the side garden. And then, so sort of do it in a much more kind of controlled way. What we did was take a big site that was generating quite a lot of rent, knock the whole lot down, and then try and rebuild something else on top of it that was going to be worth a lot more, but without really knowing some of the constraints. And the problem, we had a lot of problems with a particular site that we chose to sort of kick it off with, which was particularly good for your learning, I suppose, but particularly challenging. And there's a few sleepless nights along the way as well. So I think in my head, I'd have that much more controlled way of doing that. Things like shops ops are very good as well, where you're sort of buying an existing building that you could just relet based on the price you've paid and still make a return off the back of that. And then you're spending money on planning applications, this sort of stuff, and understanding that journey rather than necessarily what we do, which is kind of, as I say, clear a site, get rid of all that income, that nice income that you had, and then the clock's kind of ticking for you to get the income generating again. It becomes quite painful really that way.
Yeah, that sounds good. So if someone is listening now and they would like to kind of find out more about Nimbus and have a look around, see how it works, what's the best way of them going about that?
Yeah, so on our website, nimbusmaps.co.uk, we've got a number of products. We've actually got a free product as well. So we've got a product called Nimbus Maps Essentials. So you can use that to find ownership. You can find some planning constraints out on it, this sort of stuff. You can find some building sizes and sales histories and this sort of stuff on it. So you can sign up for the free version. You can take a trial of our Elite platform. That's kind of a more powerful version. And we run webinars every week as well. So you can sort of come and join us on a webinar where we'll sort of bring in kind of interesting speakers. We've got Kevin coming and speaking with us shortly too. So come and join us for one of those and sort of hear what we've got to say. And as part of those, we always sort of talk about how our platform can help our existing users or indeed new customers to Nimbus. And we can talk about how the system helps in the light of what we've been talking about and the sort of challenges that people are facing. So nimbusmaps.co.uk is a place to come and have a good dig around there. Watch some of the old webinars or something like that and come and have a chat to us.
Fantastic. Well, we have many of our members already using Nimbus and always the feedback is excellent. So really appreciate you taking time sharing with us today, Paul, and good luck for the future.
Fabulous. Great to be here.
Okay, lots of good lessons there from Paul and a bit of a hybrid there, really, the property world and the business world, so and investing as well. So we can dive into some of those lessons in just a second, Kevin. But before we do that, let's read out our latest review from Trustpilot and scrolling through. And Sue has kindly said, if you've ever considered whether a SaaS is right for you, talk to Kevin Whelan at Wealth Builders. That's just what we did at the back end of last year. And with their 100% HMRC approval success rate, we are now part of that admirable statistic and are hugely excited and looking forward to what the future holds. If you want control of your pension, so you decide how and where you invest, and more importantly, gives you the access to huge returns driven by your skills, connection and knowledge, then contact Wealth Builders. And she finishes off by saying our huge thanks to Kevin for getting us started on this journey, but also to Paul Brooks and Brian Harvey, who continue to provide invaluable help and advice as we progress to the next phase. Exciting times ahead.
Wow. Well, lots of little mini lessons all rolled into one, isn't there? There, you know, on the one hand, there's the leverage again of using pension. There's the leverage of the who, using different people to develop the right skill, the right knowledge to get the application. And then I think Sue and her husband are really, really getting into the community, aren't they? And I think there's leverage in community. I think there's so much more energy that comes from being connected and in the community. And there's so many different ways of getting that sort of, I suppose, I don't know what it is. It's like an injection of adrenaline, isn't it? When you're flagging, when you're getting stuck it's just other people can help you, whether it's one-on-one accountability, whether it's with a coach or whether an accountability partner, whether it's just the community at large or whether it's with us, Chris. So lots of good reasons to, again, talk about not just the leverage of technology coming back to Paul, but also the, you know, the leverage of community.
Yeah, yeah. So obviously I asked Paul, you know, some of the reasons why he set Nimbus up. And like any good entrepreneur, it's always about spotting opportunities, you know, seeing things that you're doing, which perhaps you think this could be done better or differently. And that's kind of how, you know, Nimbus was born. And Paul took his background, his experience, but then taking local knowledge initially just to really sort of validate and proof the concept that it would work before then expanding nationwide.
Well, I think there's a lesson in there, you know, a little seed, a kernel of opportunity just to think about here, that whenever a new business is formed, it's harder to form a business brand new, you know, like, oh, I'll invent something. You know, yes, there are some inventors and creatives, but it's usually you can see something just isn't done quite right and then how you could improve that and put something right. In fact, one of the things we teach in the business side is something called the key frustrations, Chris, which is where you look at a business and you think, what about doing business in this area of my life just really hacks me off? You know, probably other words can be used and substituted, but, you know, I'm not happy about that. And when you think about, well, if you're not happy about it, maybe hundreds and thousands of other people aren't happy. So what could you do to improve it? And, you know, think about that, because there's so many ways you can just make a slight improvement, but you'd resonate with thousands and thousands and thousands of people. And this is, in a sense, what Paul and his brother have done at Nimbus, haven't they? They challenged industry standards. They did something different. You know, they had a real reason to do it with checking the comparables, and now the sort of connection you can make by using the software to all sorts of opportunities, and never better timing now with new classes of property, with commercial to residential and airspace for those people who are interested in property and what they mean. There's so many different ways that you can see a market's changing and you do something about it and you capture the imagination of an audience and you turn it into a successful business. And you learn as well. You solve your own problem at the same time. Hey, that's double leverage.
Yeah, and it's a seriously good piece of software. We know that, and many of our members already using Nimbus. And actually, Paul has offered some benefits for Wealth Builder members, so some discounts and some free trials as well. So if you're listening now and you would like to find out how you can access those, then you need to be a member of the Wealth Builders free Facebook group, so free access, but just make sure you're in there because we'll post the links so you can start getting those benefits and start testing Nimbus out for yourself if you'd like to.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, definitely good. And that's just another point about leverage, Chris, that you know, we're a wealth building organization. We're the only impartial, holistic guide to wealth in the UK. Obviously, we serve one-to-one UK people more than anybody else. And as far as that's concerned, you know, we're so passionate about trying to bring value to our community. We want to make sure that in all categories, and if you could think of a category where you're frustrated, you're fed up with something, you know, you could let us know if you found somebody great, you know, what we call the 9 out of 10s or the outstanding people. Let us know somebody you've met who's outstanding and we'll add them to the list. And what we want to do is have, you know, in about 75 different categories of support where people need something on their wealth, a whole range of different things, anything you could think of really, then we're looking for 2 or 3 outstanding firms or people that we can then build a relationship with, secure a negotiated discount or extra value for our members, and then that can help everybody build their wealth faster, safer, more enjoyably, which is really the essence of what we do at Wealth Builders. So, but, you know, yeah, definitely check out Paul. And he's also a very generous guy too, you know, in both in spirit and in time. He's also got a podcast of his own, and he's invited me to speak on that and sometime soon, Chris. So watch out for that. Tune into all sorts of different property ideas and strategies that he wants to give back and give an airing to. So very generous family, the Davis family, and I like them very much indeed.
Yeah, and I guess just worth pulling out, again, another kind of business fundamental, and this is something that we talk to our members about in the Enterprise Club as part of the Academy, but it's almost like your three-pinned plug, Kevin, which I know you look out for in any good business. Is it worth maybe just sharing what those three key elements are? Because I certainly spotted them there with Paul's business.
Oh, yes, thanks for raising that, Chris. Almost like you know all this stuff, eh? I wonder where you got the ideas from. But, you know, the three-pin plug is just power up a business, you know? So just before I do that, I just want to talk about power for a moment because, you know, when you think about powering something up, before you power it up, there's no power there. Think about also what Paul said about tired landlords. You know, there are people out there where the pandemic is the straw that's broken the camel's back. And I'm not saying at all to take advantage of somebody else's misfortune, but take advantage of somebody who says, hey, I'm tired. You know, I don't want to do this anymore. There are things that you can do that can give someone a solution that solves their problem and you get a benefit too. And there's lots of tired landlords around, lots of tired properties around, lots of things where people and things are tired that you can breathe new life in and fire them up. So when they're fed up, you fire yourself up. Anyway, talk about three-pin plug. Three things to power up your business. Number one, and I think Nimbus fits this perfectly well, which is a high degree of recurring income. So if you're a subscriber to Nimbus, it's a subscription model. So when you've got a subscription and the subscription delivers good value, and that's the essence of it, then if you concentrate in your business on adding great value and delivering consistent value, you get a consistent repeat customer. And that's the best customer of all to have. So number one in the three-pin plug is, you know, high degree of recurring income. The second is a niche, a strong, robust niche. I think he's found that, don't you? And finding a niche of people who are into property, you know, they want to find opportunities, they want to short circuit the time it takes to be able to check things on land registry, to check who owns a piece of land, to do comparables, you know, all sorts of different things to help you be more effective when you're comparing and finding, which is the starting point of all property business, isn't it? It's the finding of the opportunity. And the third one is the business must be able to work without you. Now, that's not saying, as some cheeky people will often say to me, well, how come, Kevin, if you say a business must work without you, you're still working? Cheeky people, I understand that. But the point about having a business that can work without you and having a high degree of recurring income is you don't need to be there. The fact you choose to be could be because you really like it. And, you know, I'm not bored yet, so I'm going to continue to be the voice, the spokesperson, so to speak, the innovator on behalf of Wealth Builders, because I continue to get enjoyment, that you know, that curiosity every day of building our partners, creating more value for our members. I'm still driven by that, Chris. So I think it's important, and I think it's important for the Davies family too. You know, it's a business now, the software works, but they still love it and they're still passionate about it and they still want to share it. So the idea of number three is the business can work without you. It doesn't have to necessarily at the beginning, but at some point it can. So you have the choice whether you work or whether you don't work. And that's key. And you know when you've got the choice. Other people who might look over your shoulder and think, well, you're still working, they don't know whether you've got the choice or not. I think we had a little Facebook comment in the last week about that, Chris. Somebody saying, why is Mr. Whelan still working? Well, there's your answer, sir.
Yeah, so we know obviously it's different freedoms that people want, right? Some people it's the freedom of creativity, control. For others it's location, and they want, you know, like Bronwyn said a few weeks ago, you know, to go off and travel. So, you know, everyone is driven by different things, and that's really the beauty of business, isn't it? It's the choices in your hands.
And it's the beauty of a wealth building plan, because you choose your own plan and you know, you can execute it the way you want. That suits you perfectly. So, and I think Paul and his brother have done a very able job of creating Nimbus. So check it out. And also, is there anything else you want people to check out? That recording, just give a quick shout out about that again.
Yeah, I'll just remind you listening, if you're interested in just kind of seeing Kevin and myself walk through the recurring revenue roadmap with some of our members from the program and coaches who are all present and sharing on our Launch Academy webinar last week, then go and check out the replay. It will be available until the 30th of June, along with the £500 discount to join. And you can access that right now at wealthbuilders.co.uk/academy launch.
Yeah, and check it out, even if you just want to see what we look like.
All right. So thanks to Paul. And thank you for listening today. We'll be back same time, same place next week, Kevin.
Okay, Chris. Until then, see ya.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget that we are constantly updating our resources inside the Wealth Builders membership site to help you create, build, and protect your wealth. Head over to wealthbuilders.co.uk/membership right now for free access. That's wealthbuilders.co.uk/membership.